Hi, this is Chris, and welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, The Truth Chronicles, a special collection of episodes that explore the power of God's truth in our world.
Let me tell you a story. One morning, before her alarm clock went off, Connie Kendall had an unusual dream.
I saw the Lord God seated on a high throne. His train filled the sanctuary. Above him stood seraphs, each one with six wings, two to cover its face, two to cover its feet, and two for flying. And they cried out to one another,
"Holy, holy, holy, Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are filled with your glory."
What a wretched state I'm in. I'm lost. A man of unclean lips who lives among a people of unclean lips. And now my eyes have looked at the King, the Lord God. Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding in his hand a live coal, which he had taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. With this, he touched my mouth and said,
"See now, this has touched your lips. Your sin is taken away and your iniquity is purged."
Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying,
"Whom shall I send? Who will go to be our messenger?"
And then I answered, "Here am I. Send me. Send me."
Whoa. What was that about?
Whit, are you in here?
I'm in the studio, Connie.
Oh, there you are.
Are you all right? You look tired.
Weird dreams, that's all. What are you working on?
I'm putting together a video presentation for my church.
Oh, about what?
Worldview.
Worldview?
Yeah, your worldview is what you assume to be true about the world. And it affects everything you think and do.
Everything? How?
Well, no, wait a minute. Let me answer in a different way. You can be the first to try my upgraded interactive kids radio. I finished it a couple of days ago, but haven't had a chance to use it. Do you want to give it a test drive?
Sure. But what do you mean by interactive?
Welcome to Cause and Effect, the game show in which you, the contestant, solve the world's problems through a cunning use of worldview. And now, here's our host, Alex Bechtray.
Hi, thanks for joining us today on Cause and Effect. As always, today's contestants are a varied group, in keeping with our desire to be inclusive and tolerant. First up, we have Senator Kenny Theodore from his beautiful state of Massanutten.
It's good to be here, Alex.
And next to the good senator, we have Big Bear from the popular children's television program Pistachio Plays.
Wish you darnel! It's exciting for me to be here, Mr. Alex.
And our last contestant is a self-avowed Christian from the ever-charming, though unrealistic, town of Odyssey.
Huh?
She's here
contestant?
To demonstrate how open-minded our producers are towards ridiculous points of view. Hi, Connie Kendall.
Hi. This must be the interactive part.
You bet it is. Let's get on with the game. It's simple. Now, I'll ask you a series of questions, and you answer them as quickly as possible, knowing that people all over the world will be laughing at you if you get it wrong. The goal is to guide mankind into a self-actualized state of existence through your power and influence, whereas if your answers are wrong, you'll be soundly thrashed in op-eds all over the country. And because we don't believe in absolute truth, the rules are totally capricious and subject to the whims of the winning contestants. Say what when you're ready.
What?
What? Hiddly diddly.
What?
And now, we begin with the first situation. You can see into the future, and you know that unless things change, your neighborhood will be overrun with crime and chaos. Your solution now is to do what? Hit your button when you're ready.
I have the answer, Alex.
Go ahead, Senator. You were first.
The obvious solution is to raise taxes in order to increase the budget for better education, because we all know that crime is a result of ignorance.
I don't have a button.
Excellent. Big Bear, you were next.
Oobly gaga! Together, we'll create mandatory classes in community awareness so that we'll grow to understand one another, because it's always better to raise a hand in love than to raise a fist in hatred.
Oh, that's beautiful, Big Bear. Wasn't that beautiful, folks?
Yeah, beautiful. I still don't have a button.
I'm sorry you missed that round, Connie.
But I don't have have a button. I didn't even get to answer.
No need to get aggressive, young lady.
Well, do I get to answer or not? Because I don't believe crime is the result of ignorance or lack of understanding. It's the result of sin.
Ouch, wrong answer. Sorry, but we have to deduct 100 points from your score.
We're scoring? Wait a minute.
Oh, how sad, Connie Kindlebindle.
Next question. Concepts of good and evil, rules of right and wrong, are based on human concepts. So, you're having dinner with a cannibal who offers you a hangnail.
Stop it right there. This is ridiculous. Wet!
Now, Connie, you're not being a very good sport. Play by the rules.
That's right, Connie Candle Kindling.
You be quiet.
I make a motion to censor the contestant to my far right.
Connie!
I'll tell you what. Since rules are based only on human opinions, then as a human, I've decided that I don't want to play by your rules.
What?
I'm going to make up my own rules, okay? And here's the first one. To affirm my inner feelings, I want to be the host of this show and you can be the contestant.
But you can't.
Really? Says who? You? Who put you in charge?
Oh, all this aggression is making me feel nauseous. I think I might make Booper into a bucket.
The bear's gonna vomit. I'll be in my dressing room.
You're upsetting the other contestants, Connie.
Well, they should be upset. All that fluff they were just saying should make everyone upset.
Oh.
Can we have a more agreeable contestant, please? Cut to commercial.
I didn't enjoy that very much.
But you get the idea.
Well, I think so. What I believe affects the kinds of decisions I make?
That's right. You see, what you assume to be true about your world is part of your worldview. It becomes your reality.
Reality? Those other contestants were from another planet, as far as I could tell.
Were they?
Weren't they?
Well, I'm sure they were answering honestly, based on what they believe about the world, or what they've experienced.
So reality is what we believe and experience?
Well, maybe we should take a look at that. What is reality?